Well, for a minute there, in the last quarter of an hour, you almost looked like you were going to rest that back.
Yeah, it was a very, very strange game of cricket. Probably one of the strangest T20s I've been involved in. So I don't really know how to sum it up, really. I think we were at our best. That's quite plain. Probably until the last six overs. And we were very, very good until the last six overs. But, you know, six and over in T20 cricket is always going to get chased down. So we were probably 15, 20 short with the bat. Not our smartest to display with the bat. And probably not our smartest to display with the ball in the first six. And it's ultimately cost us.
It was very interesting watching the way batting. Because after three or four wickets down, we were all, you know, wondering, are they going to rein it in for a bit? And it was still full throttle all the way. Is there a conscious decision made about these things? I'm sure you game out all the way that things might go before you start.
Yeah, obviously we've gone with that decision to try and get as many runs as we can. Look, at 130, 140 on a hybrid, you're never going to win the game anyway. So we'd rather try and get up to 165, 170 and get bowled out in 18 overs and give ourselves a chance, because, you know, if you knock it around on a pitch like that, you're just going to get beat anyway. So credit to the guys that kept coming. Birdie played really, really well. Polly was outstanding in the power play and almost gave us enough.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, in the end, you did get to 160 plus.
We did, yeah. That was obviously the aim. Obviously, we'd have liked 15, 20 more. That goes without saying, but from where we were, 64 in the power play, and Lammy got out shortly after. When you're five down at halfway, it's credit to the guys to get up to 160.
You're missing quite a lot of players at the moment, for one reason or another.
We are, obviously, every player that started, every player that sort of is missing out at the minute, plays a massive role. Obviously, Jake Lintott is a big one for us, and I think we missed him tonight in the middle overs. I think he'd have been really useful on that wicket. Obviously, Brooks is coming back from injury as well and will feature shortly. So, well, you know, when we bring those guys back, and obviously we lost Wokes as well, a great wealth of experience. So, we've got to make do. That's the whole point of county cricket, is to test guys and test them in areas that they might not have played. Liam Norwell only playing his second game for us. In T20 cricket. So these guys, you know, we've got to put them out there and test them, and that's what they're here for.
It's the nature of this competition, with games packed in so quickly, that you get, you know, teams get on runs. You've already had a really good run with things that come very quickly. You've straight back in here again in, what, 36 hours time, and you've got a lot of home games left. What do you need to just change and sort of reset between now and then?
I think we just obviously need to assess conditions better. We now know what's coming. And we know what's coming with Durham as well, so we'll have to adjust our game accordingly. Whether we make changes or not, we'll probably have a chat in the next 24 hours or so. But we can always come back better for the experience. You're always learning in T20 cricket. Like you say, if you can get on a run, then it's fantastic. And we've got three very, very big games coming up against arguably the three best teams in the competition. So a couple of wins there, we're right back in it. We're not out of it yet. I think we're probably still in the qualification zone or very close. So we've won four games and we've just lost the last couple. That's the nature of T20.
Just to clarify, and you were hinting at it there, are there any players who couldn't play tonight who might on Saturday or might be fit to?
Brooks is coming back from a thigh injury. He might feature on Saturday. We're just going to have to see how he goes tomorrow. And you know, he took part in warm-ups and ran on drinks today, so see how he pulls up. He might feature. Unfortunately, Lintott's out until Wednesday, but you know, we'll just have to make do.
One last thought. The seconds won their cup today.
Yeah.
There are some players we won't know at first team level in there, and also some first team players in amongst them. What was the squad going on there, and are those players now sort of back in the pool?
Absolutely. I think the second team have missed this year to win a competition is fantastic. Guys like Dom Sibley, obviously,
sure.
Case, he's a high quality player, but there's obviously other lads who have had really good competitions with the second team. So everyone comes into contention, and I think that's the beauty of having a club who's playing some good T20 cricket at the minute, as the four-day stuff as well. So, we've got a lot to pick from, and hopefully those guys can sneak in towards the end of the competition.